Ervin Perikei, Mishnah Tess 5:9, in a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. You'll recall that Rabbi Kiva was saying that if a person who's a resident of town A puts his symbolic residency by using an Erev Tchumen into town B, he doesn't become a resident of town B for the sake of Tchumen, meaning he doesn't get the entire town B plus 2,000 amos. He just gets 2,000 amos around the, in all directions around the dollar amos of his picnic basket. And the Chum disagreed. Now, Rabbi Kiva thinks he has the Chum beat because he knows they hold that when it comes to a cave, if you put your picnic basket in the cave, under certain circumstances, we'll see in the Mishnah in a second, you're only getting 2,000 amos in all directions from the picnic basket, or it's dollar amos. Whereas if you were a resident of the cave, you would get the entire cave as a single structure, even if the cave were 100 amos square, that would count to just 4 amos, and you get 2,000 amos beyond the walls of the cave in all directions. So for argument's sake, you get a total of, if the cave is 100 amos end to end, you get a total of 4,100 amos if you're a resident. Whereas if you just put your picnic basket in the cave, you just get 4,000 amos and 4,004 amos. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva thinks he's got the Chacham beat, and therefore he says, Amalhen Rabbi Akiva, Iyatem modimli, don't you agree to me, says Rabbi Akiva, Benosen eruva b'ma'ara, if you put your picnic basket, set up your Erev Tchumen, inside a cave, She'ein lo memakum eruvo ela alpayim ama, that you don't get the whole cave as part of the dollar amos, just get 2,000 amos in all directions from the picnic basket. And if that's the case, it should be exactly the same. We're differentiating between someone who put a symbolic residency with the picnic basket and a literal residence of the cave. So too, we'll differentiate between someone who put a symbolic residency of a picnic basket in the other town and someone who's actually a real bona fide resident of that town. Now, the rabbis say no. Amrlo, the rabbi said, no, Rabbi Kiva, we don't even agree to your premise. We say it's true that if you put a picnic basket inside a cave, under certain circumstances, you don't count the entire cave as being dalet amos. But that is amasai. When does that apply? Bizman she'ein ba diurin. That is when the cave is simply not suitable for residency. I'm not translating literally, but that's the pshat here. Meaning that like the walls will come crumbling down. It's no longer suitable for living in the cave because the walls aren't there, and it's not a proper Rishus HaYachid. And that's why we don't count the entire cave as being dalet amos. Abel Yesh Badirin, if the cave were suitable for residency, even if no one is actually living there, but it just was a regular cave with good walls up, and you put your picnic basket inside that cave, Mahalach Haskula, we would give you the entire cave, and plus V'chutla Alpaim Ama, and then 2,000 more Amas in all four directions from the boundaries of that entire cave. So your whole premise is wrong, Rabbi Akiva. Now, and the halacha, by the way, is like the Chachamim. The Chachamim are going to speak out just a consequence of that shita. Nimtza, it will come out then. Kal tocha melgaba. The rules of Tchumen end up being a little more lenient if you put your picnic basket inside the cave as opposed to on top of the cave. Why? Because if you're inside the cave, that's where you put your picnic basket, so then your Makom Shvi'i says the entire cave, which is considered to be just dalet amos, so if the cave, again, is 100 amos on an end-to-end, you'll get 100 amos plus the 2,000 amos in each direction. Whereas if you put it on top, since there's no on top of the cave, since there's no mechitzos walls around that picnic basket, it's not a place suitable for living and residency, you'll just get simply 2,000 amos in four directions from the arba amos of the picnic basket. Okay? Fine. Now, the Mishnah, as it ends the parak here, reverts back to something from the previous Mishnah, which we had said, that you get 2,000 amos. Let's say, for example, you put your picnic basket, you're a resident of the large town, you put your picnic basket in the small town, we say you get 2,000 amos from the edge of the footprint of the small town, and no more, so you'll kind of cut down through the middle of the large town. So we say, v'lamoded, and that's the guy who's the surveyor, who's doing the measuring to figure out where 2,000 amos end from, let's say, the edge of the picnic basket, whatever it is, or any time you have, for that matter, 2,000 amos, however it's going to work. She'amru nosen lo alpayim, that we say you give 2,000 amos beyond whatever that you're measuring from. She'afilo sof midaso kala b'ma'ara. It doesn't matter that the 2,000 amos ends and it kind of cuts a line to the middle of a cave, but a cave is not magical. The same would be true for a city or a house, any structure. Once the line is drawn at 2,000 amos, that's the end, the limit, and you get nothing beyond that, even though that will lead to the sort of strange scenario where you have, let's say, a cave or a home or a room or something where half of it is inbound and half of it is beyond the tchum for Shabbos. And with that, we finish the fifth parak and the entire topic of Eruvei Tchumen. And now, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the sixth parak. which deals with Eruvei Chatzeros and Shetuvim Mavaos.